Photos: Biden allows reporters and migrant child detention site at 1,700% capacity. By Bob Price on March 30, 2021. The Biden administration finally allowed two journalists and a film crew to enter the Border Patrol Migrant Child Detention Center in Donna, Texas. The resulting photos and video show the conditions where more than 4,100 children are held in a facility with a capacity of 250 to 1,700% above capacity. After leaked photos and videos of the overcrowded housing of unaccompanied migrant children in Border Patrol facilities along the Texas border, CBP officials allowed two Associated Press reporters and a CBS News camera crew to enter the Donna facility on March 30. Officials allowed the journalists to photograph and observe the processing of the children in the facilities where they were being held well beyond the 27-hour legal limit. At least 39 unaccompanied migrant children have been in the temporary processing facility for more than 15 days. Acting Executive Officer for RGV Operational Programs Division, Oscar Escamilla, told reporters. The legal limit is 72 hours. pic.twitter.com/uuehee. Nicole Skonga, at Nicole Skonga, March 30, 2021. Due to the surge of children crossing the border without a parent, Border Patrol officials packed more than 4,100 unaccompanied minors into the Donna facility designed to temporarily hold no more than 250, CBS DFW reported on Tuesday afternoon. The press is given access to a migrant processing plant in Donna, Texas, and Border Patrol agents brief reporters on the plant's conditions. At Heather Childers at Cortez Steve pic.twitter.com/4w9say3a6ns. Newsmax, at Newsmax, March 30, 2021. Oscar Escamilla, the acting senior officer in the region, told the reporters that 250 to 300 children are entering the facility on a daily basis. Far fewer leave, he said. That number is so lopsided, Escamilla expressed. The outdoor recreational area is being used to stage COVID testing before unaccompanied migrant children are transferred to HHS facilities. We counted more than 50 COVID positive and largely asymptomatic kids waiting for their quarantine bus right next to a soccer game. pic.twitter.com/kyre5ncf46. Nicole Skonga, at Nicole Skonga, March 30, 2021. During processing, journalists observed the children being inspected for lice, scabies, fever, and other health conditions. The processes fingerprint and photograph the children who are 14 and older, the CBS report states. The children are provided bracelets with barcodes to track their showering and medical conditions. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pks and Facebook.